He's the man you call in a crisis. When you want to write tomorrow's headlines today, the Run Home's King of Spin, media strategist Simon Tolstra.
Always good to have you on a Wednesday on the Run Home. It's Simon Tolstra. He's from Royce Communications. Good to see you, buddy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
And Tomo, of course, is here. You guys have met before, haven't you?
We have. Twice. How are you, Simon?
I'm very, very well. Gee, it's got a whole lot better looking in here.
We've dropped about 10 kilos and we're streamlined. We're away. Now, how do you spin that, though, Simon? How do you, like, the big fella, he's away with business, did you say, Marco?
Got some business to attend to.
How do we cover off on
that? Priorities. Oh, look, I think you have to look at just rotating your roster a little bit. It's providing variety for the fans. You know, everyone listening out there finally, you know, gets to hear your dulcet tones instead of Ox.
Hey, to win three in a row, and I'm talking about premierships, is one thing. How do you think the Hawthorn Football Club have handled the situation that they are dealt after winning, you know, in front of the cameras and everything else?
Isn't it exciting? And I think part of the issue for them is that a lot of people really expected it to happen. You know, they were pretty decent favourites with the bookies, with the pundits. They brought it home. You know, it was basically over. I mean, if you're at the game, it felt like it was over at, you know, halfway through the second
quarter. Down in Tassie really. Again today. I mean, I love that fact about what they do. I mean, Tassie's such a big part of their scheme these days, from the go down every year, is just brilliant.
Look, they do a lot of things really, really well. I think one thing they've done very well this week is managing the departure or the retirement of Brian Lake and David Hale. And what I mean by that is you've got two guys who were very important on the day, or quite important on the day, to the premiership. They've been very important structurally to the Hawks. They leave, and we almost feel like it's a positive. You know, you have this sense that Hawthorn, you know, they're so strong in their messaging, they're so strong in their systems and operations that you just feel like they're going to find a way around it.
Is a part of that too the relationship and the way that those two players presented themselves in the media, Simon? I mean, when you saw that Alistair Clarkson sitting there with his, you know, his two big lieutenants on either side, smiles on the faces, it was, you know, in the end, both players, not necessarily, I'm not sure about David Howell, but you could tell if I'm wrong, but both players probably got the tap on the shoulder to say, guys, as a club, we think it's time. But to have them there in that united setting, it came across beautifully.
They did, yeah. Handled it in very good grace. You know, a lot of humour in that press conference, a lot of love still, you know, with the, you know, still coming from the premiership. It's very easy to do when you've just got three flags, I suppose, is to be positive in a press conference.
And just one I just wanted to ask you about as well. When you look back a month to when Luke Hodge is picked up for drink driving, a lot of clubs on a simple misdemeanor, I won't say sorry, probably not the way to describe it, but a misdemeanor from one of the players can quickly, things can unravel really quickly depending on how they handle the situation. Yet here we are a month later, and other than me asking you this question, no talk about that whatsoever.
No, very, very little talk about it except for the, you know, the odd sort of joke here and there. Look, I mean, one of the things Luke Hodge has done is built up over a number of years a lot of respect among the media, and I think everyone was saying at the time, look, he's going to be able to get through this, it's all going to be fine. You couldn't have done that with a lesser player, and that's about building up a little bit of that respect capital, and he's done a really good job of that in the past.
Hey, Simon, I don't work at Royce Communications, so, you know, I'm just shooting from the hip here, but I think there was a case of somebody overspinning this week. I just want to get your thoughts. Have a listen to this.
After a thorough process, being part of the process, we were determined to get John as part of the process. It's been a very well-handled process, and I think getting John on board for that process, and I might add that John wasn't prepared to commit to the process.
Which process are we talking about here? I think there was four different processes there.
It must have been, I don't know, is he overspinning, Simon?
Look, often you go into a press conference, we try to say to people, you know, have your sort of three key messages you want to get across. He's got process written on the back of his hand, I reckon. And the funny thing is, you know, this from the beginning was we were told this was going to be an open process, all comers considered.
Don't you start.
Oh, geez. You know, Paul Little gets on a private jet and goes and talks to Woosher, and, you know, suddenly he's been appointed. You know, rightly, there'll be a few potential coaching candidates out there who won't be too happy, but in the end, the end of this will justify the means. If he is the right man for the job, if he does well for this club, the process sort of stuff absolutely gets forgotten. This is about making sure you've got the right candidate. Paul Little is a guy who's been very successful in business, and if he's seen the right option and he's cut through a process and cut a few corners to get there, then I say back him.
How about John Worsfold? How do you rate his performance in accepting the role? I thought he was magnificent.
Yeah, I think really strong. I mean, he's obviously going to come under a lot of scrutiny because it's a very difficult and very unique situation. But, you know, he's coming into a situation where he's got players wanting to leave. He's got a lot of list rebuild to kind of do. I guess there aren't incredibly high expectations on him. And for his part, his expectation building and the way he manages that will be absolutely the key.
In a way, Simon, John Worsfold, for me, fits into that Luke Hodge category as well. Like, and just in the amount of respect that he built up over his football career, moving through into his coaching career, the way he's, I suppose, has been seen by the public. And then for him to roll into this position straight away, I felt endeared by John Worsfold. Yep. Straight away endeared to him.
I think definitely bringing in someone with an existing reputation. You know, we know a lot about him, where there is a lot of respect for him, rather than looking at, you know, a partly untried assistant coach to come in, maybe someone who doesn't have as much of a that sort of respect built up, would have been a lot more difficult for the club to handle.
I reckon you can see results already. I mean, last year with, you know, the situation that they found them in, there were players who were scared from going to Essendon. Now, when you talk to the managers like we do and you hear the scuttlebutt like we do, it seems like more and more players have got their hand up going, yeah, look, I don't mind. I'll go to the Bombers.
And that's great to hear, because the league needs a strong Essendon. In the same way that it needs a strong Richmond, a strong Hawthorn, a strong Collingwood, it's much better for the game to have those clubs up and about and the membership really going to games and pushing along.
Have you been having a look at this Matador Barbecue One Day Cup? Australia, the Australian cricket, has their 11 in. Bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been whitewashed by New South Wales and Victoria today. Victoria took 11.1 overs to knock the kids off.
The kids are on the barbecue. That's what's happening.
The kids are getting cooked.
They've been put on the Barbie and just sizzled up at the hands of two mature statesides.
What's the best way cricket in Australia? I mean, what can they do? They need to get on the front foot and say, okay, we're doing this, or what should they do?
If anything, they can be saying, look, this is exactly what happens and what we want to happen in these situations. If these kids make mistakes, we want them to go out. We want them to lose badly if they're not playing up to the standard, because that's how you make them better. I felt a bit sorry for them in the end. They lost the game after the 11th over or something today and straight back out on the ground doing a fitness session.
Did they really?
Absolutely.
Where did you see that? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, a couple of pictures on Twitter. You know, running a few laps, sprinting a few lengths. Good on them for getting
out there. I guess they're only out there for a couple of hours.
They say cricket's not a fitness sport.
Isn't that what you do just with kids? A little bit of education for them. Guys, if you do play this bad ball, you're going to do some extra work, extra homework.
Yeah. Hey, the NBL launched last night as well. The NBL launched really quickly last night. What did you make of that?
Yeah, great. Really good. They're having a big crack at it this year. Every game is going to be on Fox this year, as well as one game every week on Channel 9. This is really big for the NBL. If you look back in the history of how the A-League developed, one of the keys in their tipping point was actually getting every game on TV. And if that can contribute towards a stronger NBL and to getting some real interest up, that's an excellent thing. Jump on board, go to the games, become a member.
Yeah, well, the Run Home team, we're on board. We'll be going to a lot of games. And I tell you, if they can fill up Hisense Arena like the last game last year, seeing that and seeing just some of the shots on how it, you know, how loud it was there and how many people were having fun, I mean, that just snowballs. Well, the more you see that, I'd reckon.
The key is the kids. Get the kids along, the parents will follow.
Simon, catch you next time, buddy.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks,
Simon Tolstra from Royce Communications. Let's get to the 7 newsroom.